presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice.
And now to our story. It begins today in the editorial room of the Daily Planet. Clark Kent is putting the finishing touches on a last-minute news release when Lois Lane saunters up to his desk.
How do you spell industrious?
Huh? Industrious? Oh, I get it. All right, no, I'm not industrious. I'm just knocking this thing out so I can get over to the football game. Incidentally, how about joining me?
Are you kidding?
No, not at all.
When I go to a game, Mr. Kent, I like to be escorted by someone who knows football. I don't want to spend the afternoon explaining it to you.
Oh, I think I know enough to get by. At least the sports editor believes I do. He just asked me to cover the game.
You cover a football game?
Sure.
I bet you don't even know the difference between a T formation and a double wingback.
Well, now, maybe I'll surprise you. Come along and see.
Now, don't tell me you once played football yourself.
No, but, well, I...
I didn't think so. It's a little too rough, isn't it?
Now, look, do you want to go to the game or don't you?
Which game is it?
Metropolis University against State College. Metropolis won't have any trouble winning. They're all set for an undefeated season, but it should be a good game to watch anyway. Just to see the terrific Metropolis backfield roll up a big score.
Are you trying to tell me State's a pushover?
Well, of course. Everyone knows State hasn't a chance.
Oh, is that so?
Sure.
Well, when I went to State College, our team was famous for scoring upsets, and I have a hunch they'll do it today.
Well, maybe. But make up your mind. I don't want to be late. Are you coming?
Okay, I'll come. But wait just a second. I want to get something out of my desk. Here. This is for you.
Huh? What is it?
A brand new football rule book. You'll need it. Remember, I'm not going to tell you what the game's all about. Nice going, State. There, did you see that, Mr. Expert? Right through the middle of the Metropolis line for 15 yards. This is the upset I told you about.
It's no upset yet, Lois. Metropolis is still 2 touchdowns ahead.
Yeah, but they did all their scoring in the first 3 quarters. And now State's really going to town. We've got Metropolis on the run.
Well, it won't do State much good. Only 5 minutes left to play.
There goes Parker. Right through the middle of the line again. He's in the clear. He's going over. He is over. It's a touchdown. Here comes the try for the extra point. They made it. 20-14. One more touchdown and State has this game sewed up.
I don't quite understand it, Lois. Funny.
What's funny?
Well, the Metropolis team seems to be going to pieces.
And how? State's just too good for them.
Oh, no, it isn't that. All four backfield men could have stopped that last line plunge easily. Why, they tackle as if they weren't half trying.
Here comes the kickoff. Come on, State!
No, Metropolis is receiving. State won't have enough time to get the ball again and score.
There's the kick.
Oh, the Metropolis fullback dropped the ball. Fall on it! Fall on it! Oh, what's the matter with him? Why doesn't someone try to get that ball? Get it!
State recovered! State recovered! It's State's ball! On the 20-yard line, here we go!
Something's wrong. What's happened to Metropolis?
Here's the play. Right through tackle. Look at him bowl those Metropolis men over.
He's not bowling them over. They're just not putting up any opposition. Look at Harris, the captain. He's staggering. He's down.
Can't take it, that's all. State hit too hard.
Oh, there wasn't a man near him on that play. Look, they're carrying him off the field. Uh-oh. Spike Taylor, the Metropolis coach, just left the bench. Something's wrong.
There's a whistle, Clark. Sit down.
Oh, sir, I'm going down to the dressing room. I'll see you back at the office.
Wait a minute. Come back. Clark!
Oh, this must be the dressing room door. Yeah, the There's Taylor pacing up and down. I was right. Something is up. Hello, Coach.
Oh, hello, Ken.
What's the trouble, Coach?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean?
Now, you know what I mean. What happened to Bob Harris?
Why, nothing.
Wait a minute. Look, I'm a newspaper reporter, but I've known you a long time. Harris collapsed on the field without being touched.
Why, someone clipped him during a play.
You mean State's playing dirty football?
No, of course not. Now, don't go saying anything like that in the Planet. It's not true.
Well, then what is the truth? You've got a team out there on the field that's going to pieces. It's cracking up. Well, they tackle like a bunch of high school freshmen. They fumble, they fail to recover, they mess up plays. What's happening?
I wish I knew.
Well, there is something wrong, huh?
Yes, Kent, there's something wrong. Something seriously wrong.
You don't know what it is?
I haven't the faintest idea. Those boys of mine went out there in the pink of condition. They were keyed up to a beautiful pitch, ready to rip through State like a tornado.
Well, they did for the first three quarters.
Yes, I know. And something went wrong. They all seemed listless. Harris never fumbled a kickoff in all the 4 years he's been on the team. The day the ball slipped through his hand as though his fingers were greased. And a few seconds later, he collapsed.
Where is he now?
In the infirmary. Dr. Stone of the medical school is examining him.
What's that?
Either State scored again or...
Well, you squeezed that one out, Coach.
Yes, but it's small comfort. Come into my office, Kent. I don't want the boys to see me when they troop in. Sit down.
Thanks.
I should have known you'd be the first person to suspect something.
Well, I couldn't very well help it. After all, 11 men don't all fold up the way that bunch did.
11? You mean 30. Every substitute on the squad seemed to be washed out. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Have they been breaking training?
Not a chance.
Huh. Could it be some sort of an epidemic? Maybe the flu?
I don't think so. We'll know better once Dr. Stone gets through examining Bob Harris. But it couldn't be anything like that. Why, during scrimmage this morning, I had all I could do to hold them back. Why, I felt sorry for the State line. Never in all my 20 years of coaching have I seen a team so primed for a game. And then to have them fold like a house of cards. Come in. Oh, it's you, Dr. Stone. Come in. This is Clark Kent of the Daily Planet newspaper. Dr. Elihu Stone, assistant to the dean of the medical school.
How do you do, Doctor?
How do you do, Mr. Kent?
Well, Dr. Stone?
I can find nothing wrong with the young man, Mr. Taylor. He seems to be in perfect health.
But how do you account for his sudden collapse?
Probably nervous exhaustion.
That doesn't sound likely, not with Bob Harris. He's played 60 minutes at a time without drawing a hard breath.
I examined him as completely as I could under the circumstances. In fact, I took the precaution of securing a sample of his blood for microscopic examination. I have it right here in a vial.
And you say he's in perfect health? Nothing wrong?
Absolutely nothing. Heart action strong and regular. Pulse good, respiration perfect. Marvelous specimen of manhood.
Well, maybe I'm crazy.
Why do you say that?
Because Harris wasn't the only one affected. Every man on the team seemed to droop.
If you'll pardon me, Doctor, I was wondering whether it might be some sort of food poisoning.
I found no indication of that in my examination of Mr. Harris. Well, I must go up to the laboratory now and examine this blood specimen. If there's anything else I can do for you, Mr. Taylor, please don't hesitate to call on me. Well, I was delighted to have met you, Mr. Kent.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, Dr. Stone.
Yes?
What sort of care should Harris get?
Oh, he's quite all right now. Up on his feet. He's taking a shower, I believe.
He is?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thanks a lot, Doctor.
Yes, you're quite welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Well, that's a relief.
Relief?
And how? I was imagining all sorts of things. Well, it's good to know there's nothing wrong.
I wonder.
What do you mean?
I'd suggest that you talk with Bob Harris. Ask him what happened before he collapsed.
Now, look, Kent, don't get me biting my nails all over again. Stone said there was nothing wrong with Harris, and that's enough for me.
Now, just think about it a minute. Harris wasn't the only one affected. He happened to keel over, but every man on the team seemed to be hit by this strange malady.
Now, Walt, take it easy. What do you mean, strange malady? Don't make it worse than it is.
I'm not trying to make it anything.
Well, let's drop it then.
Well, I don't think it should be dropped.
Now, look, Kent, I'm running this team.
I know, Coach, but you have...
Yes?
Bob Harris, Coach. Can I see you for a minute?
Here's your chance.
Yes. Come in.
Well, I'm sorry to bust in this
way. That's all right. That's all right. Close the door. You know Clark Kent of the Daily Planet?
Sure. Hello, Bob.
Oh, hello, Mr. Kent.
How do you feel, Harris?
Well, pretty good now. I wanted to tell you, I didn't mean to poop out. Something hit me, like a ton of bricks.
Well, how did it happen?
Gosh, I don't know. At the beginning of the fourth quarter, my legs got heavy. And then my head began to swing. Next thing I knew, there was a play through left guard, and I couldn't get to it. It just dropped.
Well, don't worry about it. We won the game. That's what counts.
Yeah, I know, Coach, but I was talking to the rest of the boys. Hit them, too, and they're worried. Some of them are even scared.
What?
Sure, Bud Regan's nervous as a cat. Tiny Warren's all set to hand in his suit. He says he's through.
Now, wait a minute, Harris. Wait a minute. This can't go on. You go back and tell the boys there'll be a meeting in the gymnasium in an hour. I want every one of them present.
Okay. Glad to have seen you, Mr. Cash.
Righto, Bob. Well?
I guess you were right. Something's got to be done about it fast. Too much depends on the Metropolis team going through the season undefeated. Entirely too much.
What are you driving at?
Kent, we're not just playing football to win this year. We're not playing to put half the squad on the All-American or get a bid to the Rose Bowl. We're playing for the lives of thousands of kids. We're fighting against death, and we've got to win. We've got to win.
What does Coach Taylor mean? How is the Metropolis team playing for the lives of thousands of children? Is there something behind the sudden collapse of one of the best football squads in the country? It looks like mystery and adventure ahead in this thrilling football story, so follow each episode with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.